Welcome to episode 112. That's right, 112 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your personal and professional life. We all need help. I'm here to help. That's what I do. That's why I have this podcast, because it's for you. Again, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about, we touched on it last time, we're going to talk about it now, the staff meeting. You know, obviously, next to the morning daily meetings, nothing kills morale more than just the weekly staff meeting. You know that meeting where all the department people get together, all the different departments, that meeting. Oh, talk about a morale killer. And no one likes to have their morale murdered, let alone killed. See, morale killing is nothing compared to the time that is wasted at these staff meetings. And sometimes, you know, you get there and you meet for hours on end, and the next thing you know, nothing was accomplished. Talk about wasting time. And wasted time can never be returned. And the people whose time you as a leader has wasted, they're going to resent you for wasting their time. They're not going to like it. They're not going to like you. What kind of a leader wastes people's time? Wastes the time of their staff, of their followers, of their friends, of their coworkers, of their peers. That's nonsense. Wasting time should be a crime. Really, truly, I believe it. It should be a punishable offense. With time, serving time, doing time, whatever you want to call it. But you understand what I'm getting at. Wasting time, the time can never be returned. It's gone. And we don't know how much we have of it in our lives. And yet people are around there. We're allowing people to waste our time in these nonsense meetings and nothing gets done. I mean, I can go on and on about how people hate staff meetings and they hate having their time wasted. I hate having my time wasted. Unfortunately, it is a necessary evil. Unnecessary as it may be, it is still a necessary evil. See, it serves the purpose to ensure that communication between individuals and departments is taking place. If they feel they have no other venue, no other avenue, no other course of action they can take to ensuring that their message is communicated to who it needs to go to, then this is the place to do it. Sad, it's unfortunate, but yet it still happens in 2018. It still happens. So what do you do? What do you do about the staff meeting? It's, again, it's a necessary evil, but you can do something about it. You can change the way it is conducted. Yeah, that's right. You can change the way the staff meeting, the weekly staff meeting, is being conducted. Yep. The information. You can change the way the information interchange happens and who attends. And here's what I mean. First of all, you can change the agenda. Now, if there is no agenda, then create one and stick to it. Follow the agenda. Who knows? That might just be your answer. That might just be your solution to everything. Create an agenda. And if there is no agenda, well, you know, you got to create it. And why are you having meetings without an agenda? A formal agenda, something in writing that everybody can go through. And if you have that and you're still having trouble, well, obviously change the agenda. The next thing you can do is you can change the location. Location, location, location. It's all about that. Location. Move it to another building. Take an off-site. Meet, get everybody together and say, hey, look, on this day, we're going to meet here for lunch. We're going to have our staff meeting, but we're meeting here for lunch. Wow, an off-site. Awesome. Now, obviously, it means that the place is either, one, going to have to allow other people to bring in their food. Say somebody's on a diet, this place doesn't serve, nobody likes it, whatever, it doesn't matter. But go off-site. Change things up. Could be the public library. Get a room at the public library. Sometimes all it takes is them photocopying your driver's license so they know who they lent the room out to. Doesn't cost anything. Get in there. Change it up. Change location. Change the format. Change the format of your meetings. Don't always make it like, oh, the boss is going to talk for 30 minutes and then this person's going to talk and then the VP of sales is going to talk and then the executive senior vice president for marketing and understanding is going to talk. And so on, but yet the big boss, the CEO, president, owner, creator, founder still hasn't talked, but he wants it at the beginning and at the end. Folks, change that format. Change it now. Change the format. Trust me, it'll help, because if the format's the killer, then that's where your problem is. Next thing, change the participant. Why does it always have to be the department head? Why can't it be a representative from the department? And the reason I say this is because it works. It helps everybody else get involved. If you're bringing in the number two and say that this weekly staff meeting, the second weekly staff meeting of every month will be the number twos from the department and all the number twos. Boom. The third staff meeting or the fourth staff meeting of every month will be the lowest, newest hire for that department. And they go to that meeting. See what happens? Magic happens. Because now everybody's being is involved. Everybody gets a shot at going to these meetings. And everybody is there. And there's no one pulling punches. No one says, well, I have more tenure than you. Or I'm a department head and you're just a new hire. What do you know? No, none of that. None of that. It all goes out the window. Everybody's equal. Change the participants. Change it all up. Change it all up. Say, on this offsite, the CEO is not even going to go, and all the participants are going to be the most new, the newest person from each department. Change it all up. There's five things right there you can do to change the outcome, the shape, the structure of any staff meeting, of a weekly staff meeting. Folks, it's going to hurt, but it's got to get done. And why not have a little fun while it's going to have to get done? Shake it up. Change it up. Change it all up. Change the agenda. Change the locations. Change the formats. Change who attends. Change everything. Not just one thing, but change everything. Find new ways to disseminate and share the content that needs to get shared out. This ensures that everyone gets the information. And this ensures that everyone's working together to make the change and to make it stick by finding new ways of sharing information, minimizing that time in the meetings. That's another thing. Change the time. Change the duration. I've heard of some places where they have no chairs. Everybody has to stand and talk. Trust me, that'll definitely make a huge impression on the duration of a meeting. Everybody wants to get out of there. Nobody can sit down. Nobody can get comfortable. Here we go. Let's settle in, folks, because it's going to be a long, bumpy ride. None of that. Change it up. But while you're doing all this change, or you're trying to come up with change, or you're trying to come up with new formats, locations, whatever, or new ways of disseminating and sharing the content, whatever you do, please, please, whatever you do, do not create a new meeting on how to change the staff meeting, because it's never going to work. It's never going to come to a conclusion. It's never going to be resolved. And most of all, it's just going to be more wasted time. Don't do it. Get out there. Use the last 5 minutes of every meeting, of every regular staff meeting, and work on how to change the next meeting, and so on and so on. Try it out. Act on it. Make it happen. And again, as always, use the OODA loop. Constantly use that OODA loop, the observe, orient, decide, and act. Use it. Use it until you and your team gets it right. You will get it right. It will happen. It will happen. And soon, those meetings, those morale-busting meetings, they'll be gone. There'll be none of that. And you're well on your way to a new way of doing business, a new way of looking at things, a new way of sharing information, and most of all, a new way of getting everyone involved. So what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode, episode 112 of the Walking Leader podcast, the staff meeting and changing things up? You have any questions about this? You have any concerns? You have any ideas? Share them. I want to share them with everybody else. Let me know. Let me know. And how do you let me know? Well, you send me an email, daveatdaveguerra.com, or you tweet them to me on Twitter, at Dave Guerra, all one word, at the at sign DaveGuerra, all one word. Let me know. I want to hear from you. I really, truly want to hear from you on the staff meeting situation. It's the bane of our existence, but we can make it better. And we work on it together, and we go as a team, and we face this challenge. It can happen. We can make meetings in 2018, well, a thing of the past. The old way of, or we've always done it this way, is out the window. And in 2018, we changed the face of meetings and the way things got done at these meetings. That's one of my goals, if you haven't figured that one out. Folks, my name is David Guerra, United States Army veteran, father, son, husband, friend, brother, teacher, speaker, helper, and the author of the books, The Walking Leader, and Great to Follow. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I appreciate you for taking that time, your time, and listening to this podcast. And before I go, and before I let you go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle. because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.